Killjoy, by Julie Garwood. For Mary Kay Walstead Murphy, my sister and my friend. With your steady strength, your quiet grace, and your wonderful sense of humor, you make the world a better place. Prologue. Avery Elizabeth Delaney's mother was a frickin' maniac. Fortunately, her mother, Jilly, left for parts unknown just 3 days after Avery was born. Avery was raised by her grandmother Lola and her aunt Carrie. The three generations of females lived quietly and modestly in a two-story frame house on Barnett Street, just 2 blocks from the city square in Sheldon Beach, Florida. The atmosphere on Barnett Street was vastly different after Jilly left home. The household, which had once been in a constant uproar, was now peaceful. Carrie even learned to laugh again, and for 5 wonderful years, life was very nearly idyllic. The previous years with Jilly had taken their toll on Grandma Lola, however. She hadn't become a mother until she was almost old enough to begin the change of life, and she was an old, tired woman now. The day Avery turned 5, Lola began having chest pains. She could barely get the icing on the child's birthday cake without having to sit down and rest a spell. Lola didn't tell anyone about her problem, and she didn't see her regular doctor in Sheldon Beach, because she didn't trust him to keep quiet about his findings. He might just take it upon himself to tell Carrie about her illness. She made an appointment with a cardiologist in Savannah and drove all the way there to see him. After giving her a complete physical, his diagnosis was grim. He prescribed medication that would ease the pain and help her heart, told her she had to slow down, and also, as gently as he could, suggested that she get her affairs in order. Lola disregarded his advice. What did that quack of a doctor know about anything?